The word evolution means change. Suppose I were to ask you, George, do you believe in change?
Yes.
Ah, you should say, what type of changes?
Well, I would later. That would be my second response.
So if someone asks me, Bill, do you believe in evolution? I always ask them, what do you mean by evolution? I believe that bacteria can get mutated, people can get taller, and you can breed dogs. But the theory of evolution believes that you have bacteria ancestors, and there's a tremendous difference between that. So during this show, when I say evolution, I'm going to be talking about bacteria to blue whale evolution, not the fact that you can breed cattle, dogs, or horses.
Okay, so the fact that with those who believe in evolution, that we're loaded with bacteria and who knows what else, what's wrong with that?
Well, the goal is truth. We either have bacteria ancestors or we don't. If we don't, there's something wrong with that because it's an important journey to determine whether we have bacteria ancestors or not. And I think we can use tools of science to come up with the best explanation of whether we do or do not.
So your thoughts are, if I'm putting words in your mouth, you tell me. Your thoughts are that we, human beings, cannot have bacteria, these other animals, as descendants, that's not the chain that we came from.
Well, there is no absolute answer to say 100% because nobody was there to directly observe it. But what we do is use the tools of science to come up with the best explanation. And can I give you a little example?
Absolutely.
Okay. Suppose you walk home from work one day and you see 15 stones scattered all over your driveway. You could look at those stones and you could guess, is this pattern of stones the result of design? Like were they carefully put all over the place for chance? You would probably take a guess the pattern was by chance. Well, imagine you come home from work the next day and you see 6 stones in a perfectly straight line. Now, you would probably say that looks like a design, meaning something that was planned for. And you still require faith to believe it's a design because you were not what?
Well, there's no question about it. You would believe that faith had something to do with it because of the pattern, because it just seems too intelligent for something to just scatter 6 stones and they all go in a perfect line.
Right, but if you stood in front of those stones and said, this is a design, you still have faith because you were not there.
Right, that's true.
Let's say you got 3 inches of faith to believe it's a design. If you think 6 stones in a straight line is by chance, your faith is from the floor out to the moon. Imagine you come home from work the next day and you see 600 stones in a perfect circle. You probably say that's definitely a design, but you still got a little bit of faith about the faith's the width of a paper because you weren't there.
Yeah, but I'd say my neighborhood kids playing around on my driveway.
Absolutely, but it was an intelligent design.
Yes.
Even if the kids aren't that intelligent.
Yeah, well, some of them are pretty good, Bill.
Sure, but you see, there's always a degree of faith involved because you weren't there, but I believe it takes much more faith to think a 75 trillion cell human being is the result of chance instead of design.
Well, yeah, but isn't faith based on a lot of things that we're not there? I mean, some of us believe, some of us don't believe in the reasons for fighting in Iraq, for example. I've not been there. You've probably have not been there. Yet we have a belief system of faith in one way or another. And that's the case, I think, in so many things that, you know, if somebody comes home and says, oh, my God, George, I just saw a person flew from one tree to another and he had wings. Well, you got to make a decision whether you believe that or not based on the person who tells you and everything else. That's a belief system. The same is probably true with the theory of evolution and creation. You have faith even though you're never there.
Correct. There's always degrees of faith. For example, suppose, well, right now you plan on driving home. You still have faith that your car will start and be able to drive you home. A little bit of faith. But if you have faith that your car can fly you home, you've got astronomical faith. And so there's always a degree of faith, and you do as much as you can with the tools of science and logic and reason to determine what's the best explanation, which requires the less amount of faith.
All right, with logic and reason, those are two very important ingredients in this, because somewhere along the line, if you study science, if you study faith, you have to decide probability and possibilities as well. I know when I go home There's a high probability my car's going to start because I'm a stickler on maintenance. But I also can tell you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I know it's not going to fly. Unless, God forbid, somebody bumps me from behind and knocks me into the air, but that's not what we're talking about.
Absolutely. Yes, degrees of faith. That's the thing to remember.
Okay, now give me your thoughts of what you think creation is.
Okay, well, could I answer that by asking you a question about the chicken and the egg?
Well, I may not give you the right answer.
Well, both sides require faith. So George, what do you think came first, a chicken or an egg?
You know what? That's one of those perplexing questions. I don't know. I can't give you the answer.
Okay.
Because logic tells you the egg comes before the chicken, but if that's the case, you needed a chicken to make the egg.
So I
don't know. I can't give you that answer.
Okay, we know everyone agrees that we don't know, but what is your best explanation? And that's what creation evolution is. We don't know.
My best guess would be that somehow a chicken ended up on this planet.
Okay, you think a chicken?
Without being in an egg.
Okay, well, I would say you're close, but you're wrong.
How so?
It wasn't a chicken. I believe the best explanation was two chickens.
Okay. Somehow formed without being in eggs, right?
Right. I believe the first chickens were a 100% functioning male chicken, a rooster,
mm-hmm.
and 100% functioning female chicken, a hen. They had functioning respiratory systems, circulatory systems, nervous system, reproductive system. And they were put in a place where they had the right food, the right temperature, the right gravity, the right ozone layer, the right amount of oxygen, etc. I believe, and they had to be adult. My favorite philosopher is my dad. And not to digress into any religious teachings, but he said he believes the first humans, Adam and Eve, had to be adults. And I asked him why. And he said, because babies are so helpless. And if the first 46-chromosome human being was a nice little blob of a baby that can't even lift its head, it might last a day or two. But I believe all the animals on the planet were created, male and female, same time. They have to be at the same place with the right food and the right temperature, and they had to be adults in order to take care of their young.